Today, Gloria Copeland teaches how to stand on God's promises concerning your family and to see His good plan unfold in your lives. Then, Kelly Copeland has a special gift for you and a word of encouragement for moms, coming up on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
This one, Psalm 103, says, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise His holy name." That's the way our attitude ought to be all the time. We ought not be grumpy and upset and afraid of this or upset at people. If somebody does you wrong, the worst thing you can do to them is to say, "So what? I forgive them. What'd you do? You just walked free. And you kept the blessing intact." Amen. We don't respond back in bad things when somebody does you bad. We bless. We forgive. And what happens? We go free. Glory to God. Okay, now in Psalm 103, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself." You got to talk to yourself. How many of you talk to yourself? Gloria, you better shut that up. You better behave. You better forgive. "Praise the Lord, I tell myself. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. Never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases." And right there, that's enough to keep you healed. He heals all, how many? All my diseases. So I don't have any diseases. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus heals them all. He ransoms me from death. He saves my life. He surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. You get over 70, you'll memorize that scripture right there. But if you're smart, you'll just do it on the shiny side of right now. Hallelujah. Start doing it when you're 30. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Ken and I are in our 70s. We're both healthy. We're both healed. We got plenty of energy. We're happy. We don't have any complications of any kind. Glory to God. Why is that? Because of the Word of God. And we believe our youth to be renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the older you get, the better it's supposed to get, because you're smarter. "The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly." Somebody's trying to sue you, steal from you, whatever it is. Find you a scripture like that and stand on it. Don't get sick over it. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Believe God. Roll your care over on the Lord. Amen? Amen. "He revealed His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious." See, this is who we deal with. "He is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love." Isn't that powerful? "He has, he will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He has not punished us for our sins." You know, the devil, you start getting sick or something, the devil will tell you, if you don't know the Bible, he'll say, "God's doing that to you." Or you might have a friend that gets sick and you'll remember that they committed adultery and you'll say, "God's doing that." No, God's not doing that. It says, "He has not punished us for all our sins, nor does He deal with us as we deserve." What's that called? Grace. We're under grace. Hallelujah. We're not under the law. "For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our rebellious acts." You know, maybe when you were young, you were quite rebellious, ugly, mean, It says, He has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. He understands how weak we are. He knows, Amplified says, he knows our frame. In other words, he knows us. And he sees in us. He sees what's in us. He knows we're only dust. Our days on the earth are like grass and wildflowers. We bloom and we die. Verse 17 says, The love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him or honor him. Now, if you fear the Lord, that doesn't mean you're afraid of him. That means that you obey him. You honor him. Like a worthy parent in his child, you obey him and you honor him and you do what he says. His salvation extends to the children's children. So here's a scripture for your grandchildren to stand on. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant. Isn't that a great scripture? My grandchildren are covered by salvation because the Lord, because Ken and I have been faithful to the covenant. I mean, we walk with the Lord. So what happens? The blessing gets passed down. And they don't have to go through what we went through because they are blessed. And they'll understand more than we understood in our early days. Before we learned about what the Bible says. And they'll see you and what you do and what you tell. You say, well, my grandchildren live in a bad situation. Well, then they really need you more than ever. And you stand on this scripture and you believe God and you impart to them the knowledge of God. Amen. Many a person has been saved, I don't mean that in the born again sense, but saved by their grandparents' knowledge of the Lord. Glory to God. And what they learned from Granny. Hallelujah. I mean, my people didn't know very much, but so I'm not saying that about myself. They didn't know much about how to believe God, but they were good people. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant. If you want all that and many things more, advantages, benefits, be faithful to the covenant. Obey those. It says, his salvation extends to his children's children or to his grandchildren of those who are faithful to his covenant and of those who obey his covenant. Glory to God. We're covenant people. Well, we're word people. How many of you people call you word people? They're word people. Glory to God. Why is that? Because we believe the word and we obey it. And we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're word people. I'm so glad. I wouldn't be anything else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, now let's look at Psalm 33. Behold, the Lord, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and upon them that honor him, in other words. Those that pay attention to him and do what he says. We've got the eye of the Lord on us in Jesus' name. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him and that hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. And then 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Don't be getting mad at the Lord. He's not the one that's missing it here. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Thank God he hears us. And saved him out of all his troubles. When trouble comes, remember how to get out. Talk to the Lord. He's the one that's got the answers. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Everything the Lord tells us to do in the Scripture is for our good, for our deliverance, and for our help. He doesn't just write things down to give you something to do. No, it's because he wants us to be free. And when we become people that obey the Word, say the Word, do what it says in every situation, the blessing is automatic. It comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll manifest. In fact, it says this right here. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Fear the Lord, ye his saints. There is no want to those that fear him. There is no want to those that fear him. So it's not the Lord's will for there to be any want in our life. It's the Lord's will for us to honor him, and that's what that word means. Not that you're afraid of him, but you honor him. You walk in reverence of him, and that entails doing what he says, obeying him. And there is no want to those that do that. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord. Now that's going after the things of God. You don't just sit around and do nothing. You seek the Lord. You go after the Word. You look for things in the Word and correct yourself when you see it. You spend time in it every day if you do it right. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, go after the Lord, shall not want any good. And then thing is in italics, so it was not in the original, but it still says the same thing. The Lord shall not want any good thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it says in verse 13, see, there are just things. Well, 12 says, what man is he that desireth the Lord and loveth many days? Who wants to see good days that he may see good? Who loves the Lord, and desires life, wants to see good days? Well, that would be me. I want to see good days. Here's how you do it. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile or deceit or unbelief. So when we began to learn about the Word of God, we understood that we could have what we say. We were broke, we were in debt, and we didn't have doodly. I mean, it was sad. And we understood that we had to obey. It was our privilege, although it was more like we had to obey the Word of God and do what it said. So we had to become tithers. We didn't have an extra 10%, it looked like, but we became tithers. And we started in on the Word, and then we saw this, and we saw that in the Word, do this, don't do that. And we started doing what the Bible said. We began to obey the Bible. We acted on the Word of God. We were in Tulsa, and Brother Hagin was teaching, and he'd have 10-day seminars, several 10-day seminars the year we lived there. And Ken and I went morning and night. We began to learn about faith. Well, faith and words, you know, go together. You can have what you say. And so we learn things, and we learn not to talk unbelief and poverty and not to say, how are we ever going to pay these bills and we'll never get out of debt. No, we quit saying that. We started talking to things. Talking to things. You're saying what Jesus said to say in Mark 11. Let's look at that. You know this scripture. And if you don't, boy, you're behind, because this is where we learned how to, where we learned how to deal with stuff we don't want or deal with things we do want. Now, this is Jesus talking, And he's teaching them about faith, and he's teaching you about faith. Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. So is faith optional? No. He didn't say if you feel like it, if you want to. He said, have it. Have faith in God. Now, we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's what the Bible says. So we know that if we want faith, we're going to have to find out what the Bible says, believe it, put it in our eyes and our ears, get it in our heart, and say it with our mouth. That's the way you stay healed all the time. Don't wait until you get sick to start acting on the Word. Act on it when you're healed. Say healing scriptures every day. Glory to God. And at the first sign of anything, jump right in the middle of it. Say, no, you're not coming on me. You got to be a fanatic to really have fun at this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So Ken and I started talking to debt. And we started talking to cars, and we started talking to a house as we learned how to get things moving. But this says, don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which he saith, that's you have confidence in your word based on the scripture, based on your faith in the Bible, you're standing on the word of God that tells you what belongs to you. You got to get to where you have confidence. Your words will never produce until you believe and have confidence that what you say is important. And this says, he shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, plural things, all things, which he saith shall come to pass. Ken and I learned that if we don't want it, don't say it. And if we want rid of it, say it and tell it to get out. He shall have whatsoever he saith. This is the key to faith. This is how material things manifest. This is how healing manifests. This is how your children come into the kingdom of God. You break the power of the devil over them. You believe you receive their salvation and deliverance. And you start saying it. My child is saved. My child is delivered, hallelujah. And you don't say anything else. You might get a bad report, but you're not moved by it. You just say over and over, my child shall know the Lord. My child shall live in the kingdom. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say, now this is Jesus talking. Therefore I say unto you, what things? Do you think what things covers everything? What things, healing, material things, peace, the right mate, your children coming into where they ought to be. What things soever you desire, that leaves nothing out. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now that word receive in the Greek is take. So that word is a real strong word. When you believe you receive when you pray, you take it when you pray. Amen? Amen? If you don't take it when you pray, you haven't taken it. You have to pray and you have to say what things soever you desire. Do you see anything left out? It just says what things? Car? Salvation of family? Healing? Husband, wife, the right husband, the right wife, the first time. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Is that plain enough? And here's another thing. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Forgive your trespasses. So is there any option there? If you want to receive, you have to be a forgiver. You have to say, I forgive that person. I'll not hold that against him based on the Word of God. I'll not hold that against him or her any longer. Let me read you this scripture about enjoying life. Got to get my Amplified Bible here. I tell you, the Bible is so good. Amen. And it'll just stir you up every day. You can get stirred up every day with the Word of God. Because there's so much in it, you can't get it all in a lifetime. 1 Peter 3:8. I'm going to read from the Amplified. Finally, all of you should be of one and the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other. Now, this is the way we're supposed to live. As brethren of one household, compassionate, courteous, tender-hearted, humble. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness, and protection. In other words, somebody does evil to you, bless them, pray for them. And truly pitying and loving them, love them, feel sorry for them and love them. For know that to this you have been called, to walk in love, to forgive, and so on. For know this, you have been called to inherit a blessing from God, that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. Now this 10th verse. For let him who wants to enjoy life, let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue from evil and his lips from guile. So our words are important. You know, they make fun of us sometimes because we say what we believe we want to come to pass, and we endeavor not to say anything else. And this says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from guile. Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. This is the way we're supposed to be living. And let him do right, and let him search for peace. On down in there it says, do not merely desire peaceful relations with God and with your fellow man and with yourself, but pursue and go after them. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to enjoy life and see good days, obey God. Speak right, believe right, act right, and the blessing will be manifest in your life. Hallelujah.
Today we celebrate mothers everywhere. Happy Mother's Day to mothers and grandmothers. And you know, my mom taught a wonderful message for us, I think, today. And I want to remind you of two things that she said that are so important to have a healthy family. Number one is forgiving others. One of the first places we learn to forgive is within our own families and within our homes. The other is to pray and speak the word over your family. You know, don't worry about your children. Don't worry about your grandchildren, but give those concerns and thoughts to God and let Jesus take care of your family while you refuse fear and refuse concern and just love them and pray for them. Our Savior has come as much for our children and grandchildren as he has for us. One time the Lord said to me, he was like, you need to stop worrying over so much over your kids. And I really didn't think of myself as a worrier. So I really didn't think I had been worrying. But apparently he thought I had. So he said, and I said, well, I don't feel like I am. And he said, well, did you mess up when you were a kid and a teenager and a young adult? I'm like, well, yeah, that's why I want so much for them to not have to do that. He goes, but did I walk you through it? And I said, yes, you did. And really, that sort of cured me. It's like, he got me through stuff. He got me through all the grown-up stuff. And he'll get them through it, too. You just roll the care and use your faith for your kids. You know, we have a special gift for you today that I believe will help you. And that is our Family Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This is a wonderful collection of scriptures and wisdom for our families. This was a staple in my house growing while my kids were growing up, because if I needed a scripture, I could find it in here and something to stand on so you don't have to worry about your kids. So to receive your free copy, just call us or visit our website and we'll send it right out to you. You know, I'd like to pray for the moms today. Father God, I just thank you for every mother, every grandmother, Lord, in the sound of my voice. I bless them today, and I know that you bless them. Father God, you sent a messenger to Mary with a special word for that special mom of Jesus. You said that she was endued with grace and highly favored. So, Father, if Mary can have that, then we can have that as moms. And I know there's nothing we face that's anything coming, approaching what Mary faced when she raised Jesus and when she sat there and watched him die on the cross. Your grace was enough for her. And Lord, your grace and ability and your empowerment and your mercy on our children and mercy for our failures, Lord, you are more than enough for us as moms. So I receive that on behalf and in agreement with my sister moms everywhere, Lord. We receive your mercy. We receive your favor. We receive your empowerment and your grace. And Lord, I receive on behalf of everybody your favor with our children. Lord, I believe that our children want to hear what we have to say about Jesus, that our children are watching us and learning from us now how to love each other, how to love others, how to pray, how to stand in faith. And Lord, I thank you that you're so faithful to us to teach us how to be the best mom. So I receive that for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you need somebody to agree with you in prayer for a specific need, our prayer team is just a phone call away. We're here for you. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, my mom, the best mom. Happy Mother's Day. You are absolutely the best mom on the planet, Gloria Copeland. I love you with all my heart, and I especially bless you. And I know there's a lot of people in agreement with me now, blessing you, praying for you, and speaking favor and grace and his power on you today. Gloria Copeland, we all love you. So thank you for joining us. Remember, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.